The majority of this nation's population in the Middle East is young people under 30. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's stories are focused on ministry in the Middle East, whether it's to young people or refugees. God is doing some pretty amazing things in the Arabic world. You've got a role to play. First, they're underemployed, politically disenfranchised, and religiously restricted. Young people in Iran make up over two-thirds of the population, and they're desperately searching for purpose. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran explains.
The youth of Iran are fed up with Islam. They are looking for a new meaning in their life. So they're reaching out to the international community to belong to a cause. The Iranian youth, more than ever, are looking for a reason to have meaning in their life and identity.
Heart for Iran reaches out to Iran's overwhelmingly young population through social media and Mohabbat TV. They're answering feelings of despair with the eternal hope of Jesus Christ. Because Iran's a closed country, it's difficult to nail down ministry numbers, but last year, Heart for Iran did an independent survey.
We found out that roughly about 18 million Iranian youth within the last 12 years have seen one or more of our TV shows on satellite TV, Mohabbat TV, or on our Facebook pages. That translates roughly to about 20% of Iran's population. We actually had no idea that such a number exists out there that are tuning into our programs and following Christ.
Heart for Iran has resources to help you reach Iranians with the gospel, both around the world and in your own community. Learn more at missionnews.org. Next, the idea of a thriving Saudi church seems like a dream. Yet Emad El Abdi and the Saudi Christian Association work to make that dream a reality. But this goal is challenged daily. El Abdi explains that people believe you don't deserve to be a Saudi if you're not Muslim. In spite of persecution, El Abdi believes there is no better time than now for the growth in the Saudi church.
Because believe me, there is a hunger, a spiritual hunger in Saudis now. They're really seeking for peace and they're really in big need to be served and to give hand and to help them. And I think the message of Jesus and our work is not only about their eternity, but it's more about the humanity message that Christ gave. Our message is a love message toward our people.
But this message means almost certain persecution.
We know very well the subsequences for being believers. Not only Saudis, but we know it. Look, Jesus was very open and he told us very clear, if you want to follow me, carry your cross and follow me.
Ask God to make a way for the millions of Saudi people to be introduced to Christ. And Tent Schools International recently welcomed their new development director, Rawan Haddad. Haddad is from Jordan and has ministered to youths and Syrian refugees. So what are her plans for Tent Schools?
We want to broaden community awareness of refugee families, both locally and internationally, especially concerning the education of their children. And we want to connect with present and new partner organizations who also have a refugee and displaced persons mission, so we can participate for greater impact with our resources.
Tent Schools establishes schools in refugee camps and invites you to support refugees as they share the good news of Jesus.
I want to encourage all the listeners to look at these refugees, especially the children, through the eyes of Jesus. They are victims of war and persecution. They need people like us to love them and to care for about them and listen to their needs and dreams.
Let's be praying for wisdom and creativity for Haddad as she continues to work alongside the refugees. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world do not have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.